Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Randy Flack, organizer with the Bravo Concert Series, about all the acts coming to the Knoxville Performing Arts Center this year.
Well, Nathan, we have three acts this year. The first one, September 21st. September 21st is a really high energy. We just think that it'll be a really fun show for the audience. Tickets are available online right now for all of the shows. The season ticket prices are $68. If you want to buy tickets for individual shows, they're $25 a show. It's all general admission seating. Those who buy season tickets, we're going to open the doors a little bit earlier for them so that they can get seats that they want. In the past, we've had reserved tickets, but it's been such an issue with buying electronically and buying them in person that we thought we'd go with the general admission this year. And yeah, like all of our shows, Six Appeal is for all ages. I think everybody would have a great time. They do a wide variety of music, from pop to rock to maybe even a little bit of country and some show tunes. So it'll be a good show.
So now that's coming up in September. What are the other shows you got coming up, and when are those? Are they scheduled yet, or when exactly will that be coming up?
Our second show is November 10th. This is Jimmy Weber, and the title of his show is I Moved a Mountain. It's a show that he's dedicated to his grandfather who has passed. Jimmy is a 24-year veteran of the United States Air Force. He's done some tours of duty overseas in the Mideast and so forth. And he mixes within his show, and his show is primarily singing. He has a small band, but he also mixes some stories about his relationship with his grandfather and his experiences in the military. The reason that we identified this show, again, I saw him perform in Milwaukee. We thought if we could schedule this close to Veterans Day, it would be a real great show for our veterans and our active military in the area, for example, from our National Guard unit. So with the help of our committee, we decided that on November 10th, which is the day before Veterans Day, this concert will be free to veterans. Each veteran will be given two tickets for no charge. And we're able to do this through the generosity of Weiler's and also McKay Insurance, who are both the major sponsors for this show. In addition, Hy-Vee is contributing significantly to the show as well, but Weiler and McKay Insurance are our primary sponsors. But we really want to emphasize that we're really trying to honor our veterans and our active military in the area through providing this show.
And then you have a third act. When is that, and when will that be up?
The third act is April 27th. It's Broadway's next hit musical. Now, when people hear the term musical, they think maybe some kind of a stuffy show, a lot of outstanding singing. And this show, there is outstanding vocalization. However, it's more of a comedy. It's improvisational. Audience, customers, are invited to submit made-up, hypothetical names for musicals, just drawn out of the air. And then what happens is the actors from Broadway's Next Hit Musical select two and give a short snippet of how they might put a musical together. And it's unrehearsed. They do it all on stage. At the end of the second snippet, the audience has a chance to vote on which one of the two they would like to see a lengthier performance of. So during the intermission, the actors go backstage and they prepare for that musical. It's hilarious. It's a lot of activity. It's great singing. We think the audience will enjoy it. Donna and I saw that act in Milwaukee as well. So, I brought about 60, 70 acts for our committee to review, and they chose these three to perform for the public. We have had some outstanding acts in our concert series. For example, we had The Passing Zone this last year, placed highly on America's Got Talent. We've had other acts who have gone on from here and performed at very large venues for a lot more money than we ended up paying them. So we think that we're really providing some high-class entertainment for our audiences. I would like to mention one other major sponsor that we have. I mentioned McKay Insurance and Weiler's for Jimmy Weber. And Weiler's also is a major sponsor and has been throughout the years, as well as the Iowa State Savings Bank. Without those sponsorships and their support, we just couldn't provide these concerts.
That's my next question, I guess, was you mentioned you came forward with all these different acts and three were chosen. What goes into that decision, and how do you specifically pick the acts that you think would be good to come here to the KPAC?
Well, of course, we have a budget and we had to try and fit within budget, but we're trying to provide as great a variety of high quality acts as we can. because we really feel that the people in Knoxville and in the surrounding area appreciate the kind of talent that we can bring into this area. So we try to keep that in mind, as well as the importance of providing educational opportunities for our students. I forgot to mention that Broadway's Next Hit Musical, their cast also is going to do a workshop for some of our students who perform in the musical that the school provides. So this year we have all three groups working with students, and that's really one of our goals and something we're really proud of.
Now those workshops, is there a certain time those will be going on that kids will take part in those? Is it determined who's taking part in those, or can kids just sign up for that, or how does it work?
Well, it's primarily students in our fine arts program, and what we do is the contact person for each act works with our music directors and schedules that. So they do that on their own because they know more about their school schedule.
How do residents go about getting some tickets for these shows if they want to, you know, probably get them in advance, especially the one coming up with the one all the way in April?
Ticket information, we have a new website this year. We're going through a ticket provider. It's called iTickets, and the website is www.itickets.com/Bravo, all in lower letters. And then our website is KnoxvillePAC.org, KnoxvillePAC.org. And there's a toll-free number if people are uncomfortable going online to procure their tickets. The toll-free number is 1-800-965-9324.
If you had to describe these three acts in the Bravo Concert Series for 2017-2018 in one word, how would you describe it?
Exciting.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.